visiting with a member of a roller derby team here in Colorado Springs, and the place to be this Saturday, the 13th, is going to be Xfinity Roller Sports Arena, which is at 3325 Meadow Ridge Drive in Colorado Springs. Tickets only $10 in advance, $15 at the door for roller derby at its best. And Jaeger Shots, not the drink, but the players, joining us right now, number 12. Jaeger, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us today.
I love the names of all the roller derby. We've had you guys on before in the past. So let's talk about, for those people that don't know, that there's a Pikes Peak roller derby team in Colorado Springs. Let's talk about what this is.
Right. Well, we are a flat track women's roller derby league. We've been here since 2005. We just changed our name to Pikes Peak Roller Derby. It used to be Pikes Peak Derby Dames. We now have a juniors team, which is our Pikes Peak Roller Derby Juniors. They will be playing starting at 5:30 on Saturday, so they will open us up.
Okay.
They're playing versus the Cherry Bombs.
You know, it's fun because roller derby is, for those people who have never seen a roller derby match, so to speak, or do you call it a game or match?
It's called a bout. I know we've been going back and forth with calling it game, bout. They've been trying to change the names, but whatever you want to call it, we know what we're doing.
Yeah, and the thing is if it's called a bout, that means there's plenty of action, almost like boxing, a boxing bout, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. So tell us, what is the strategy for both teams? How does it begin? And tell us the whole structure of roller derby as it sits when people go enjoy this at Xfinity Roller Sports Arena at 3325 Meadow Ridge Drive coming up this Saturday.
Obviously there's a lot more to it. We'll probably be all afternoon if I start on this. But the main key is you have five players on the track from each team. And you have someone that's called a jammer. They have the star on. And they try to get through. And they are the ones that score. And so after we progress around this oval rink we have, we are trying to score the points. Juniors just like the adults. Our adult game will start at 7 p.m. on Saturday. We will be playing Elevated Roller Derby from Albuquerque. So we're really excited our All-Stars are taken on Elevated. And so we will be trying to score all the points.
And now I couldn't help but noticing your accent. Are you from Austria or Germany?
Germany.
Okay, so
hence the name, Jaegershots.
Yes, Jaegershots, that's right. Okay, so tell me about some of the other members of the team, and it's more about the action as it is the characters who are on the team. Tell us about your team.
Right. Our officers is our charter group that is registered with our governing body, and so there is a few of us. And I'm trying to hear. We have two captains, we have a coach, we have, I want to say 15 to 16 players, and we will all be on the track, obviously in five first, but we'll be going out there and trying to, like I said, score all the points.
Yeah, so how many players or skaters are on the track at one time, and how do they rotate off?
Right, it's usually 10, okay. The two jammers, and then the four blocks.
Okay.
The blockers are the ones lined up in a line, kind of trying to stop the other jammer from coming through. It's really fun, and it gets very action-packed when the whistle blows. You have like 5 seconds, and then you go. And then everything kind of goes around the track
right.
As we try to score the points. So, again, very fast-paced sport. Not a lot of people know sometimes that the roller derby is in this town, and we've been around for a long time, and it's really fun to watch. We're really excited about hosting this Saturday Elevated and the juniors from Albuquerque to kind of see, because yeah. It's also not just fun to watch the adults, the juniors are our future. We love watching those girls take on the track or those kids, I should say.
Yeah, it's so much fun, and the tickets are really reasonable for the entire family. Tickets are $10 in advance. You can go to purplepass.com for more information and to purchase your tickets. We wish you all the best. It sounds so much fun, and one of these days I'm gonna have to get out there and watch one of these bouts. It should be a lot of fun. Again, yes, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it so much.
Thanks, Dan.